Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up?
It's Tuesday. Here's our toast to you.
Cheers.
Now, we got a lot of news to get through today. Ryan Phillippe has found himself in some hot water after being accused of some pretty bad things.
Uh-oh.
And we may not know the reason behind Fergie and Josh Duhamel's split.
Who? Oh. Tell us the tale.
Tell us. See, coming later. Right now, we're going to get cute, shall we? Now, Sierra posted this adorable video of Russell Wilson teaching baby Future how to put in that work.
Okay, ready? Ready, go.
Best you can.
Go straight. Watch Papa Russell. Watch me. Go straight. Go. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, ready? That.
Ready? Go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yay!
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Woohoo!
Yes!
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 Oh my god, that is too cute.
That is literally the cutest thing that I have seen in a while. He was like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. And you could tell they both genuinely love each other.
Exactly.
And like, and then Lil Future has such a connection to Russ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are super close.
Yes, he's doing a good job. He's not rapping and cursing out people. He's learning how to play football.
Lil Future don't really curse out people. He does get his rap.
Well, not just his daddy, just rappers, period. So that's a good look.
Hold on, now you got two rappers in a row. What you doing, Gary?
You curse out more people than most rappers I know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, I just like
that. But you mean what? What's your point?
Get them, rappers. All right, moving on. Lord is on the latest cover of Vogue Australia, y'all.
Ooh,
that's okay. Right, and she looks amazing. And she was very proud of it with tweeting, Vogue, baby.
She looks good.
She does.
She looks very
good.
She
looks amazing.
Yeah. She looks very fashionable, and she looks like not too much makeup. The hair is a little messy.
Yeah, but for all of you haters out there who bully people in school, she added this little message to her beautiful tweet. It's literally that I could be on the cover of Vogue. I used to get called monobrow at school. That brow is now on the cover of Vogue.
All right.
Boom, honey.
Hello.
And speaking of bullies, I would like to point out, like, yeah, like, this fur is actually Peter-proof. Like, she can walk through any protest.
Right.
And they can throw as much paint as they want. It's just going to drip right off.
You're going to drip right off.
They still going to be mad. You know, they get mad over any little thing.
But she looks good. I mean, yeah. It probably really connected back in school. I guarantee you she plucked some of them hairs out for this picture, though.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody teasing you in school looking like this. They probably were, like, really in there.
So, any of y'all ever teased over something in school?
Yeah, I used to get teased for having, like, big ears, but then my head grew into my ears.
Really? Because they look small now.
Yeah, my head grew. Now they teased me about a big head.
Pause.
I'll take the adult problems.
I got called sanctified lady because I wore skirts all the time. My family was really religious and sanctified, so I had to wear skirts past my knees all the time, even in the winter.
Really?
Hitches.
Yep. But I would get to school and snatch that skirt off and put on my biker shorts.
Now, before we move on, we got to say what's up to our peeps, Heidi and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's up,
guys?
Just another Tuesday with Friday possibilities, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, Ryan Phillippe, he's being slammed with some pretty heavy accusations.
Oh, Lord.
Ryan's ex-girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, filed a $1 million lawsuit against him for allegedly kicking, punching, and throwing her down the stairs.
Oh my God.
But according to court documents, Elsie claims that she and Ryan attended a party on the 3rd of July, and later that night, Elsie went to Ryan's house to pack up her stuff, and that's when a physical altercation ensued.
So he didn't want her to leave, pretty much.
That's what she's saying. And she posted some pictures with some various bruises and cuts. Now, the suit also claims that Elsie saw Ryan, and I quote, repeatedly abusing a panoply of legal and illegal drugs.
I'm impressed about the word panoply.
Me too.
What's that? I had to Google it.
That's my favorite board game.
It's actually...
Elsie and Ryan have only been dating for, what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's like back in April to July.
Now, what is her background? Is she in Hollywood? Is she an aspiring actress? Because this is why I say you have to date your own level, because she's, you know, 2 months.
Playboy model.
She's, oh, Playboy model.
Playboy model, okay. Mm.
I'm in love.
The future Mrs. Kramer.
Oh, I'll take you, Elsie.
After 8 years of marriage, Fergie and Josh Duhamel have called it quits, and we now finally have some details as to why. Sources say that Fergie and Josh were just simply not on the same page with expanding their family. They were at one time. As a matter of fact, according to the source, about a year ago, when Fergie was trying to figure out what she wanted to do next for her career, they started talking about having another baby. So then they were trying to have a baby, and Fergie seemed to cut back on work and be like totally committed to becoming a mother for the second time. And then all of a sudden, she just ended up back at work again, back in the studio.
I heard Fergie was really pushing the having another kid thing. Like, they're like, on the schedule, let's do this. Because she's 42 years old, so you got to make sure, you know, the time is right for all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was pushing it. Maybe he didn't want to have a kid, and he's like, no, I really don't want to do this all the time. Because if there's pressure to have a kid, it kind of sucks.
That's true. And, you know, if you've been in a relationship like that for a while, and y'all already on the rocks, mm-hmm. somebody's going to try to push the baby thing to try to save the relationship, and that's not always
going to
work.
The baby Band-Aid never works.
And the baby Band-Aid, that's old school trick.
Although it did work in Frank's family. They had his little sister was a baby Band-Aid, and it worked for your mom and dad.
Yeah, married 52 years.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was the baby breakup. I was born.
You ruined the family?
Yeah. Well, Brad, honey, this story is just for you, honey. So what do you think of Janet Jackson and Jermaine Dupri, honey, giving love another shot?
Brad?
Uh-oh.
Oop, there go that stone face. She was giving expression and tried to change.
That means they're together.
Yes, honey. Well, hi there, Frank. Y'all guess what, honey? This might be happening, honey. Now, Janet, y'all has had a tough time, honey, since leaving her husband, Wassam El Manana, and even broke
down,
honey.
I hate how you say that.
She's turning into a Hispanic man.
Yeah. But, honey, according to sources, Jermaine has been by her side through it all.
Well, of course, she divorced a billionaire.
Well, yes.
Hold on, what the hell are you saying, Frank?
Jermaine comes back. I mean, I doubt that whole relationship she had with the billionaire now, because she went there and she had a baby with him, which locks him in forever with money and payments.
She's got her own money.
I think she's got her own money.
For
her to break down and go back to her old man, Jermaine Dupri, after you divorced the billionaire,
that's right.
Seems a little fishy.
That's right.
Nobody said they back together. So nobody said she went back to him or him
but
to her.
The source says it, though.
Who the hell is the source?
The source. But, Frank, Gary? I agree with you, honey, because let me tell you something. I think, honey, Janet never did love Al Manana. And, honey, she probably did always love Jermaine, but she didn't want to have no baby for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gary.
You got little sister. And you're going to stop talking about my family like that.
Well, this one's a positive story, though.
Nah, he throw little innuendos.
So, Brad, you're saying they're not back together, Janet and
Brad didn't say nothing.
She's saying
Brad said, what she officially said was, ain't nobody say they was together. That's what Brad just said.
And I ain't never attacked nobody over a lie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh!
Yes, baby. Right. Yes. No. This story is for you, bitch. Because you and Eva Longoria have something in common.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you barf worked at Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
Not the coin, but the first
baby,
half
honey.
Coin. Yes. Now, Eva visited Rachel Ray's show to make a cheeseburger, and she revealed the secret to why Wendy's burgers are so perfect. Check it out. Yes.
What we learned at Wendy's was mayonnaise goes on the bun first to seal the bun.
So it
seals the bun.
Crunchy.
And then you put ketchup on top of that. So it's mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard goes on the meat.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Because it brings out the flavor of meat.
Gary, is that how you used to do it?
That's how you did it. And our meat was square. The patties were square.
That's true.
I remember that.
The patties square, honey. Mm-hmm. But and we would take the old hamburger patties, and we would put them in a bucket, and that would make the chili.
Oh, so you gonna give me old hamburger meat
and
in
the chili,
my chili?
You can't tell.
She says juicing them right up.
Oh no!
Drake got another tattoo, and it's the face of another dude. And we'll tell you who it is when we come back.
Hmm.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, last night, VH1's Hip Hop Honors.
Yes, honey. It was good, too.
It was, man. It celebrated the 90s game changes, and out the gate, Missy Elliott came out and dominated the stage. She performed a 1999 classic, She's a Bitch.
Yes, she did.
She killed it.
But one person who got to witness it in the best way possible is sitting right here in this room with us. We're talking about the B.R.A.T. With Jermaine Dupri, she celebrated her BFF Mariah, and it was so dope to see you be a part of the celebration.
Yeah, man.
Came in so cool.
Man, I was so happy to be there. I didn't know what to do with myself. Jermaine Dupri got honored. I'm always here for that and happy because he deserves every accolade he gets. Mm-hmm. And it was just great to be there. People got down. I was missing a lot of people, but I enjoyed myself, and I was very happy to be there.
But, Brett, look at that.
Don't do it, Gary. Don't you
Brett, you look good. No, you really look good.
Thank you, Gary.
You really looked happy.
Thank you.
You know, you just, I like the performance. You did real good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You killed. I thought you was going to have something bad to say.
Oh, no, that's the next segment.
Oh, God. Well, thank you, Gary.
And Brett, we saw your pictures of you on the red carpet, honey. Mm. You was killing it with them breasts out.
Yeah, who those two twins peeking through the blinds?
Okay.
That was Coco and Chanel Jr.
They look nice.
They sure did. Honey, they was peeking through, honey. They're like, we here too.
Okay, I'm embarrassed enough.
And kids. I caught those Louis Vuitton boots too, honey.
Oh, yes.
Like, those Louis
Vuitton. Yeah, those are my favorites. Those are my favorites.
Maybe those girls were made for walking.
Oh, I knew, Gary. I knew you was going to notice those girls, honey. I know you did. I know you did.
All right, everybody. It's time for Insta All Girls. Now, at just a few weeks old, Serena Williams' baby, Alexis Olympia Ohanian, is already an Instagram star, y'all.
Oh,
that's right. Now, just only a few weeks old, she has 3 adorable posts, and she already has gotten 50,000 followers.
Oh.
Dang, that's more than you, Gary.
I know. My Lord.
The first post of her with her little chin resting on her hand with the caption, thinking about mommy and daddy, is adorable.
It is. She's so cute.
So any suggestions, y'all? So what is Baby Olympia going to have to do, y'all, to up her Instagram game?
She's got to do, like, DJ Khaled's baby aside.
Yeah, because he everywhere. He was just on the award show.
Oh, yeah.
He executive produced Khaled's last album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
All right, you guys, it's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Now, Drake has y'all added 2 more tattoos.
Two?
Damn, he got some more love on his more skin?
Like a mural.
I don't think they're really big, so he's good.
He added 2 more tattoos, y'all, to his sizable ink collection. Now, the Toronto tattoo artist who tattooed Drizzy recently posted, y'all, the latest 2 tattoos on Instagram. Now, one is a portrait of the late 5th, y'all, a member of Drake's OVO Sound family, who tragically died days ago.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, bless his spirit, y'all, honey. Mm. And the other tag, y'all, is of Denzel Washington and jazz trumpet, honey, Bleak Gillum, honey, in Spike Lee's movie Mo Better Blues.
What?
Check it out.
Let me see.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
Wait a minute. Yes!
Good. Okay, head crack. Is that a tattoo or a tattoo?
That's definitely a tattoo. I mean, like, look at the detail, like the shadowing. Like, it's on point. It looks like a photo.
Brad, tattoo or tattoo?
It's a tattoo for me.
Portia?
Oh, that's definitely a tattoo because I would do that tattoo, too.
Really?
Like, you'd have sex with
that. Like, I love Denzel, and
she
that...
She would literally do
yeah,
the
that
tattoo.
Yeah, that turns me on as well. Yes, I would do the tattoo.
A tattoo.
A tattoo.
Well, coming up, y'all, we found the one person brave enough to ask Jake Gyllenhaal about Taylor Swift, and he got an answer. All that next. Welcome back, people! All right, y'all, hitting theaters this weekend is Stronger, in which Jake Gyllenhaal plays Boston Marathon bombing survivor Jeff Bowman, who after losing his legs must learn how to walk again and adjust to life under new circumstances. Jake just sat down with Jeff to interview each other about the movie, and there were some pretty hard-hitting questions.
You know Van Wilder, right? Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I really wanted him to play me. I was just wondering why he didn't. She would have been better, I think. If you lost your legs in real life, do you think Taylor Swift would write a song about it?
For me, or about it?
No, like for you, like a country song.
She sort of moved more into pop now.
You ever thought about doing a good movie? Like Fast and the Furious? I mean, you shot yourself in one of your movies. Yeah, you fell on your own gun.
I hadn't.
What was that movie? You fell on your own gun?
Nocturnal Animals.
Nocturnal.
Yeah.
What the f***? Your own gun and shot yourself.
I didn't write it.
My producer's telling me we're out of time.
That just threw me for a loop. At first, I thought it was like a serious interview. Then yeah. They started like throwing shade at each other.
I almost want that dude to interview everybody.
I know.
Me too, right?
Honesty is just unparalleled to anything.
Yes.
So is he going to really play that guy? Is
Jake Gyllenhaal's going to play that guy.
Look like the person then.
Yeah, they look a lot like
so. Mm-hmm.
Give it to that bitch. You got that guy.
You got him, yep.
Good thing he's not a method actor.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
I think this is the first time Jake ever talked about Taylor Swift.
See, and it took a non-member of the media to get it out of him.
I know.
We need to get him in here to work for Dish Nation to question some of these guests we get.
Right. Word.
Yeah. Put him on a red carpet.
Yeah.
Mr. Kelly. So with those girls in your house? You letting them go or not?
They asking the hard questions.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all, it's deal time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, listen, are you one of those neophytes walking around here with a whole bunch of keys in your keychain?
No, I don't think so.
Don't be that person.
What's a neophyte?
You're not good at technology. You're doing everything hard. It's just bad. Listen, okay. Unless you're a janitor, nobody needs to have 1,000 keys on a loop. We're here to help. Now, check this out. It's a 2-pack of Key Smart Light compact key organizers, and it allows you to organize that jingling mess that's inside your pocket.
Oh. Okay.
Hmm. Now, you got 3 colors to choose from. You can get it black, blue, red, and it accommodates up to 8 standard-sized house keys, and it even has a loop so you can throw your larger joints on there.
All right, how much is it? Go ahead and tell me.
Now, the 2-pack usually retails for about $34, but for you guys in the Dish Nation fam, we got you. It's only $15.
Oh, that's nice.
So don't get smart, get key smart. Head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of this great deal. Don't go nowhere because coming up after the break, do you want to stop someone from hacking your new iPhone X or perhaps just rob a bank? Don't worry, there's a company that got you covered. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Last week, Apple announced that the new iPhone X is going to switch out the fingerprint ID for a facial recognition ID.
Like this is wrong for me because let's say that when I get my phone, I don't have any makeup on. And, you know, and then I'm like, okay, and here I am.
In that case, the phone destroys itself. The facial recognition will actually unlock the phone before it was a fingerprint. And
right.
So now, to combat that, because some people are worried that as they're sleeping, their mate could take their phone, hold it over their sleeping face, it'll recognize the face and open up the phone so they can go through their phone.
Right.
Well, some vendors are tapping into this paranoia and actually marketing traditional full face mask, ski mask, and sleeping mask as iPhone X anti-identity theft devices.
That's like saying my hands do that. Oh, let me put up my anti-facial recognition mask. But here's the thing, Frank. Let's say that I'm sleeping and, you can only open my phone with eyeball. Now, you can take my phone. I'm sleeping. Now, you take your fingers.
And pull your eyeballs open.
And just open. And now you're in my phone.
It won't recognize your face because I barely recognized your face doing that.
Show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.